Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. My grandson is with me. Want to say hello?
Hello, I'm Brandon.
And Brandon has been traveling with me for about 3 years now. And I've asked him to go to Bible school the past couple of years because I knew that his call of God was on him. But he kept insisting that the Lord wanted him to travel with me. And it's always been a blessing everywhere I go. I've been thinking about it since he's not going with me. Everywhere I go, I invite him up. And he'll talk just a little bit, and it immediately gives me rapport with the young people. And the young people then will come to the meetings. They'll come to the altar. And they'll go back and forth with us. Like, I even had one of them last week offer to take Brandon's place.
Yeah.
He wanted to travel with me right away. So, Brandon is leaving me, and he's going to California, where he's going to be married. And I've asked him to share a little bit about his life and the dealings of God. You see, every one of us have callings on our lives and gifts, and it's God's business to bring those out. And so he has worked with Brandon in a very supernatural way, and we had him tell yesterday of the vision of an angel that came and sat in his bedroom, and then we had him share of the vision of Jesus when Jesus walked through the wall, I guess, too, and he shared with Brandon and literally called him and laid his hands on Brandon's hands and spoke to him about healing and hurting. Now, we're going to go back before that vision of Jesus to a dream that Brandon had. And this dream was very, I guess this was very, it was vital to you, wasn't it? It was very impacting. Tell about that dream.
Before I tell about it, on that, when I saw Jesus, it was, he disappeared. He didn't walk through the wall.
Oh, he didn't walk through the wall. Okay.
It was kind of hard to explain, but I saw like light form a person.
Mm-hmm.
Like I saw like a bright, 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 bright light.
It was the angel that had walked through the wall.
And then all of a sudden it appeared, it made like a person, and it was, mm-hmm. he was there. Mm-hmm. It was really, you know, it's hard to explain.
Mm-hmm. But I got that mixed up with when the angel walked, mm-hmm. through the wall. They'll have to listen to yesterday's broadcast. Now, okay, the dream came. Actually, I do remember now because you had been in Christian school and you switched over,
right.
to public school. You were in what grade?
I was in 7th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we were going to Nanol's funeral, your mother's funeral, I think it was.
Mm-hmm. Now let's set it up a little bit for them. You had been in a Christian school.
Yeah, I've been in a Christian school. I was, you know, you're constantly going to Bible class, talking about the Lord, and you kind of got used to it. And then I went to a public school for sports, and you don't hear about that. You're not always getting told, hey, you need to have your Bible. You're going to Bible class. You don't get any of that. You get the complete opposite, where you hear a lot of cussing, you hear a lot of, you know, perverse talk, and you're just around it all the time. And I played on the sports team, so I was with those guys all the time. And I remember at first, it really bothered me.
Bothered your spirit?
My spirit. I felt real sick and real, like, just didn't feel right.
Mm-hmm. Hearing those words.
And then all of a sudden, I got used to it. And it didn't bother me at all. I didn't even think about it. And those times, you know, just doing sports and stuff, I kind of lost my fellowship with the Lord. I didn't talk to him. Every time we'd say a prayer, I wouldn't even really think about it. I'm actually praying to God. And I had a dream one night, and I was standing in the dream. I was standing in the middle of the street. I knew it was New York City. I don't know how. I just knew. And I remember looking at the buildings, and I walked casually up to this building, and I opened the door. And when I did, it was a pretty good-sized room, wasn't too big. There was nothing in there besides Jesus standing behind the counter. And I remember looking, there's a lot of, like, shelves, empty shelves. Like, if a carpenter saw it, there's a lot of detail in that room. But everything was, it was just nothing in there. It was all just blank. And Jesus was behind the counter, and he didn't say one word. He just looked at me. And I started crying and trying to run out of there. The door was locked. And I kept saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And he said, Brandon, why have you forsaken me? And he said, why haven't you been spending time with me? And I said, I don't, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And I kept trying to leave. And the only thing that was there is one clock. It was on my left. And he goes, it's okay, Brandon. He smiled. And I remember I felt a week on the, it felt like my inside was like falling apart when I saw him. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, we were flying.
What about the clock?
The clock, it's like 7:53 is what it said. I just saw the time on it. The next thing you know, we were flying parallel to each other. I remember feeling the cold on my skin. I remember we were going through an overpass, and I remember kind of shielding for it, and we just went right through it. Like it wasn't there. I remember seeing cars going. And first thing I saw is on my right-hand side, I saw an alley. People were warming up by the fire.
Like homeless people?
Mm-hmm. And he said, I didn't do this to them. He said, I already did what I had to do. It's not my fault that they're in this situation. And I heard helping people. People are hurting, healing. And we went to a couple other cities on the eastern coast. I'm not really exactly sure. I know one was probably Philadelphia. And it would change every time. Like we would go like to different places. It goes 7:53. And then all of a sudden it goes 7:54. And then 7:55. And then we'd be going 7:56. I would just see it flash before my face real quick. Mm-hmm. The clock. 7:57.
And would you see the same thing in every city?
Oh, yeah, I did. Exactly.
The people at the fires and the homeless.
The people were different, but yeah, they're homeless people I was seeing. And then he said, help them. People are hurting. And the next thing you know, I was like jolted, and my body was jolted, and I was looking at a clock, and it was 7:57, what I just saw in that time.
So you woke up then at that time, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And when you looked at the clock,
it was 7:57.
It was 7:57, just like you had seen.
Yep.
In the vision, the night vision. The Bible calls those night visions.
That's right.
So then you knew that he had dealt with you.
And about a year or two later, we were reading in the, I was reading in the Bible by myself, and it was Psalms 22, and he said, Lord, why have you forsaken me?
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, wow, same words. I actually looked up what that word forsaken means. It means to have a relationship with somebody, then all of a sudden turn your back on them,
mm-hmm.
to walk with someone and then go the separate way.
I'm so glad that he called you and that he didn't let you by with that. And you yielded to him. And then it was after that that you had the vision of Jesus.
Right.
Openly. Now, that's been 6 years ago.
That's right.
And in that 6 years, you've worked with me here.
That's right.
And in that 6 years, you got into a relationship with a young woman.
That's right.
So, and what about that?
It just wasn't right. I mean, she was a great girl from a good family. Good family. You can honestly, you know how people always say that, you know, you're graced to do this, or you have. I literally, now looking back on it, I was fighting against, everything was a fight. And the aspect of nothing ever went smoothly.
It had to do with primarily, we believe in the baptism with the Holy Spirit. We speak with tongues. And we have Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, and you traveling with me. And she was a Christian girl, but of a denomination that didn't believe those things.
Right.
And was that the main trouble all the time?
Yeah, it was that, but it was just mostly, it wasn't right. I mean, uh-huh. There's probably other things I didn't even realize, but it just wasn't right. It felt like, you know how you said, Brother Hagen said, it feels like you're washing your feet with the socks on.
Mm-hmm.
It just felt like that continually. Everything was just struggle. It seemed like I couldn't, you know, it seemed like nothing was going right when I was in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord kept telling me, it's not right.
The Lord kept telling you. Mm-hmm. And you just went right on. Why? Why'd you go right on?
It was comfortable in the natural sense, you know. And mm-hmm. I liked them and cared for them and all that, but it was just comfortable. It was like, now looking back on it, now, you know, being a part of a family that I am with the girl I'm marrying and stuff, he was trying to rob me,
mm-hmm.
trying to give me something that wasn't so good. Mm-hmm. It was just like a little bit of it.
Mm-hmm. And with that other girl, the Bible says, how can two walk together except they be agreed? So she needed to have someone. God loved her as much as he loves you.
Right.
But she needed to have someone that agreed with her and she could walk at peace with. Now, so then, Brandon, you began to, God began to give you scriptures on courage.
Courage. I came to a crossroad where it was literally like one day I was either going to pick her or going to pick going on with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It was like the Lord kept telling me that. And then I finally came to a place where it's like, you make your decision. You're going with me or you're not going with me. You're mm-hmm. going to go against, you know, I'm making it clear. And I used to always wonder, you know, people would do these decisions or I did this because the Lord told me. And it's like, how would the Lord tell you something that's so drastic like that? Make sure it's the Lord. But now looking back on it, I knew 100% it was the Lord. Mm-hmm. In that decision, he made it very clear to me.
And he started giving you scriptures on courage.
Yep. He was teaching me on courage.
Because you knew that you needed to break off the relationship.
Yep.
And you needed courage to do it.
That's right.
So he started giving you courage scriptures, and then what'd you do?
Start confessing them, start listening to them.
What happened.
I was in my room one night. I just sat there on the couch. I felt something going in me. I opened my eyes. It felt like a real strong anointing going in me. I saw two angels. One of them had a stack of papers in the hand. Looked like papers. They're white. The other one would pick it up and put it on my chest. And I remember I looked and it was forming against my chest, the shape of my chest. And then it was disappearing going in me. That's what I was feeling. Then all next thing you know, I'm in a classroom. I'm sitting in the front row, middle section.
You're in a classroom? Where?
Well, I didn't run. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's heaven. I mean, I would just say it is, you know. Mm-hmm. But I remember turning around, seeing about 40 or 50 people. Mm-hmm. The teacher walks in. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm going to teach you on courage today. I knew it was David.
King David.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he wrote it on a marker board.
He wrote what?
Courage in purple. And he passed out books. The angels he had a helper angel. He was real serious. He didn't joke around, this angel. He passed out books and he passed out a test.
He gave a test too, huh?
Mm-hmm. It was real thick. And I remember looking at it and then all of a sudden time was out. Class. You're dismissed. I remember walking out and the angel handed me a highlighter or a pen. I didn't know what it was, but David told me it was a highlighter. He was real loving towards me. He said, let's get away from all these people. There's probably about 400 people.
David
just right
put his arm around you.
Mm-hmm. About right outside the door. The whole time we were walking, he had his arm around me. And he said, let's get away from these people. So after I made that decision, I was brushing my teeth and I heard the voice of the Lord.
After you made the decision
To make the break. I felt like, I felt like after having all that, I felt like Superman.
After coming back from that class. Uh-huh.
A boldness. It still helps me out today.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, made the break and I heard the voice of the Lord tell me, you passed the test. I heard up in the classroom, there's a test coming and I heard you passed it.
You passed the test. And you made that decision that affected her life. Her life wouldn't have been good with you, Brandon. I'm sure it would have ended in trouble. And divorce. And now she'll have a better life for it. And you'll have a better life for it. We're going to come back here tomorrow and we're going to talk about God's dealing with a young man's life. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Does God really lead us? Does he have a plan for us? Does he have a plan for you if you are out there graduating this May? And so if you want to get caught up, and from Monday, just go on billybrim.org and get the radio. Shalom.